Hello, welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. Over the next 5 minutes, we look at the Tourism Ministry's effort to resolve issues with a shut-off time for entertainment events. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to Petersfield in Westmoreland.
Hi, I'm Shaggy. It pains my heart to listen to news and hear all the big man them, and even the woman them, trampling on the rights of our children to a life free from fear and violence. We cannot continue to shoot children, neglect them or turn them into girlfriends, boyfriends, or baby mother. That's not right. Allow our children to feel protected and safe. Everybody under the age of 18 is a child. Parents and guardians, I want you to watch over your children and to listen to them. Sometimes the person abusing your child is somebody you know. Let's join hands for the youth. Don't betray their trust and provide them with a safe environment.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate. And so I learned to
depend on me. What? Life is so unfair. We're not even still a crater bear. And by the time I look, be a police coming on my land, so the sound of eternal.
Based on the above line from the song Unfair Officer, it would have been either midnight or 2 a.m. when the officers went to shut off the dance. And they would have been well within their right as officers of the law to do this, based on the Noise Abatement Act, which stipulates that all entertainment sessions should end at midnight on weekdays and 2 a.m. on weekends.
So, me a keep a dance, just to make a couple grand. Police circle in the dance, I come with a permit in your hand. When me show the man my permit, yo, when me still a send me wrong. Cause the permit stop at 2 and now at 2:21.
State Minister with responsibility for the entertainment portfolio in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford, says parish extension committees will be established to deal with this issue.
What we feel should happen with the Noise Abatement Act is that there shouldn't be a set time for everywhere. There should be a body set up, an independent body, in this case the parish extension committees, that will decide based on their knowledge and realities which events should be extended and which events shouldn't be extended.
When these committees are established, persons hosting events will be able to apply to have their events run beyond the stipulated 12 or 2 o'clock shut-off times.
We feel that if we had the parish extension committees, that the vote will be for the greater good of the greater majority, and by extension reduce the complaints of one law for all, which doesn't fit all.
Residents in the areas where the events are being held will also be able to weigh in on whether the extension should be granted.
These committees will give the public a chance as well by advertising 1 week in advance where the events that have applied for extension would want to be. And the public don't have to come to the meeting, but instead can call in to a designated phone line to leave a message. They can write in, whether by letter or email, or if they feel they can come in and say no or yes. We also give them the ability to campaign by publishing the addresses of the last approval. So if 60% agree and you don't agree, you can equally campaign to that 60% not to further agree.
Consultations regarding the establishment of these committees are ongoing, as it requires collaboration among several government and non-government representatives. Each parish extension committee will have 5 members, including the custos of the parish or a justice of the peace trained in mediation. Other members will include representatives from the entertainment industry, the parish development committee, the police, and the parish council. In our No Jamaica feature today, Petersfield. Petersfield in Westmoreland is named after Peter Beckford, who came to Jamaica soon after the English conquest to seek his fortune by selling horses. His family became successful and inherited Westmoreland properties including Roaring River and Fort William. However, he got seriously in debt and spent some time in the English debtors' prison, the Fleet, where he occupied himself by writing a 2-volume history of Jamaica. And that concludes this edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love. Out of many comes
one people. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.